Carly, you on the air?
Yeah.
Maurice, it's you?
Yeah, that's me.
All right, hold on. Let me give you the clap, dog. All
right.
First of all, we want to thank you for calling in, man. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm a little upset right now, but you know, I'm living good. I'm still living good.
You upset? What you upset about?
Man, I just got snubbed out the All-Star voting up here, man. So
oh,
I'm,
man. For real?
You know, yeah, the whole, you know, all the players around the league are making it a big deal, but you know, hey, what can I do?
I know the feeling, man. My first year of 2K, I got snubbed out the All-Star game. You know, they was giving me the minutes I deserved. So, I was hot, so I know the feeling, man.
Oh, man. So what we're going to do, man, we're going to go around asking some questions and stuff like that. We got our actual sports reporter. He works for the newspaper here. So he's going to ask some more sports-related questions, and then me and Slay are just going to be me and Slay. And, you know.
That could be dangerous.
Yeah, no. Well, I actually had a chance to see him play in Rashad's tournament. So, you know, we don't know him, but we kind of got a feel for him.
Yeah.
But, so, Tim, take it away, Tim.
Okay, and just let everybody know we're talking to Maurice Leggett.
Yeah.
Of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Yeah.
Maurice, how's it going, man?
Good. How are you?
All right. Hey, listen, I know you're from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, right?
Right.
That's where it all started. I mean, now tell me about that growing up, because I know Pennsylvania is a hotbed for high school football. Tell me about your high school career there to start out.
Well, shoot, I actually did my high school football in Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Some things happened up there. McKeesport is a rough area, so
okay.
Some things happened up there, and then my mom was, like, I stayed with my grandmother, so my mom just said, hey, come down here, you know, you'll have a better opportunity. You'll stay alive.
Yeah, you talk about high school hotbeds for football. Forget about Pennsylvania, then Georgia. I mean, you're talking some real, real athletes down there. I mean, incredible. So that leads you to going to Valdosta State, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah, Valdosta. Now, you played on two national championship teams, right?
Yeah.
Now, tell me about your collegiate career there.
Yeah, you thought we didn't do our homework,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We did our homework.
You know.
when I got recruited, actually, I wasn't high on everyone's priority list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I started rough in high school, you know, just from the transition. So, like, people didn't know, like, if I was going to be D1 eligible or, you know, just go to junior college. So, like, a lot of people were trying to write me off, and we had a high school coach that said he won't even make it past the semester.
Okay.
You know, so, and he was the athletic director, so it was tough for, you know, guys to come in and recruit us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, there was a couple of schools, like West Georgia, they recruited me, went on their visit. They they say I'm a great athlete, and, you know, they don't see me playing offense because, you know, I had 14 yards of carry playing running back in Atlanta.
They're right. Yeah, that's saying
so. So, you know, and that's still the highest in high school.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, and then he said I wasn't tough enough to play on his defense.
Okay. Well, I guess you showed him.
and he's recruiting me as an athlete. So when I went to Valdosta a couple of weeks later, they recruited me. Coach, you know, talked to me and everything. And he just was like, you know, here you're gonna be able to win championships, and you're going to be able to, you know, get some playing time, not just, you know, later down your career, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a true freshman.
Yeah, right.
And he said, you're not going to be able to do that, you know, playing running back, which I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had two All-American running backs at the time.
So they switched you to cornerback?
I actually was at safety,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't practice for the first couple of practices because I was 17. And there was a signature that was missing from my mom.
Okay.
So I had to sit out, and then when I finally got the signature, I went from second string to sixth
mm-hmm.
in training camp.
Maybe.
And, you know, I was like, nah, I'm the best athlete. That's, you know, everyone should think that. And I was like, I don't want to sit out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even an opportunity, you know. You know, like, recruiters lied, so I was like, man, he lied. And the guy that recruited me was a linebacker's coach, and, like, the day before I was, you know, going to make my final decision, he just said, hey, I said he's going to get an opportunity. How about I'm going to play linebacker? And I ended up starting at linebacker half the season.
Is and, that right? And now you weren't,
and then,
you were like what, like about 180 pounds playing linebacker?
Yeah, I had lost a lot of weight from high school to, uh-huh. you know, went transition to college, lost a lot of weight, just jumping home from home because I didn't, stuff happened at home, so I couldn't really stay at home.
All right.
And for 2 years, you know, I went from 200 plus to 155 running track, had my mouth wide, and then go to college. And so I ended up starting at linebacker for 2 years.
Wow.
And then started at safety. My junior year, the day before the first game.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm still responsible, like, for 2 points each national championship game as a defensive player. So that's, you know, I pride myself on defense and scoring on defense.
There you go. Now, when it comes to the NFL, did you have any illusions of grandeur where you thought, like, okay, I'm going to get drafted, I'm going to play here at Valdosta, win a couple of championships, and then get drafted? Now, it didn't turn out that way, right? You came into the NFL as a free agent.
I felt like I had a lot to prove. Like, from day one when I stepped on campus, guys wanted to go party. I was like, man, I'm going, like, we just sit there and talk. I'm like, man, I'm going to the NFL. I don't know what you guys came to do, but I'm going to the NFL.
There you go.
You know, that's always been my goal since I was four. So I was like, I'm going to the NFL no matter what it took. That's what I did. I didn't like class, but I'm not saying it's the right thing, but I did what it took for me just to stay on the field, you know. And I was like, that's what I wanted to do. And then you guys saying I'm, like, on the scouting reports for drafts, you know, they're saying I'm not bulky enough or fast enough to play in the cover two defense. And I'm like, man, what are you talking about?
Right.
You know, I'm a 4-3 guy.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's on the average day.
Well, some of these scouts nowadays, it seems like they break it down for all the wrong reasons. They don't look at what a guy does on the field. It's all about those measurables. Okay, how tall are you? How fast are you? I mean, how much can you bench? Things like that where it's important, I know, but I'd like to look at the film and see what a guy can do on a football field and how it translates to the next level. And obviously, you have the talent to do that. Now, what made you sign with the Kansas City Chiefs? Take me through that process, because that was about 2008, right?
Right. There was a process. I had gotten in trouble.
We're losing you.
Yeah.
You out there in coverage.
Hey,
where is
it? Man, it's over here. I'm in the frozen tundra right now, man. You might catch me on National Geographic.
Well, that's right. I'm in Canada, man.
I got in trouble in school, so... college my last year, and I guess it knocked me out, like, completely out the draft. So I was like, whatever, like, I don't care about getting drafted. I actually didn't want to get drafted because of that. I didn't want to sit in a symposium for the longest, you know.
Yeah,
my
exactly.
attention span is not for a symposium. So I was like, I want to choose where I want to go, and, you know, at least have a chance. And my DB coach played for Herman. We had talked about it.
That's right. That's Herman.
So it was like the best fit for me, the best opportunity, because he didn't care about, you know, what you did in the past. It was all about right now and in the future. And I had chances to go other places, Green Bay, New York, and all that. But I just looked at the roster and it's stacked against people, and I knew they were looking for cornerbacks.
Personally, I think you did the right thing, because I'm a Bears fan, so stay away from the Packers, okay? Okay.
So,
but no, go ahead.
On Kansas City, that's where you came in contact with Rashad.
Yeah, yeah. Rashard Barksdale. I mean Barksdale.
I looked at that. You walked right into that. So my next question is, can you tell us a little bit about his special helmet that they made for him, or, like, if there was anything they had to do to fit that?
So I hear this carving in the equipment room, so I'm new to everything. So I hear somebody carving something in the equipment room. I was asking for some shorts, and they were like, just go and grab whatever you want, you know, whatever you need. We're all right here, your numbers and everything. So I'm like, what is that noise? Oh, it was like, some players just see a special helmet. And I was like, man, what? I said, I'm thinking, these boys hitting like that. And then they're like, oh, no. Well, there's one player, like, there's no helmet for him. We have to custom make it.
Custom made.
We have to cut it in half.
I knew it. I knew it. I told everyone. I've been telling everyone for years.
I didn't know his name. I didn't know his name all the training camp. They they were calling him Barkhead for the longest.
So,
you know.
Oh, man. See?
Yeah,
we're just taking a wrong turn
here. I'm glad you shared this with us.
Oh, man.
Sometimes you didn't know he had his helmet on, man. It was like,
Now, Maurice, getting back on the straight and narrow here. I mean, you won the Mackley Hill Award, right, as the top rookie for the Chiefs in 08.
Right.
Tell us about that, your rookie year.
Yeah, you're going out.
Going out again.
Is that frozen tundra coming in?
Yeah.
Okay, there you are.
That's what you probably made the All-Star team. You probably just didn't have service. They couldn't call you. They tried.
Yeah, I wanted to play immediately. You know, coaches felt like I wasn't ready at the time, or Herm was pushing me, you know, making sure I was ready. And one injury here and there, started it off. Mm-hmm. And it was my first game, like my first true game playing. Injury happened against Buffalo, and then I just had an outstanding game, and they started to put me in the starting lineup the next week, and I just kept playing, and then Oakland came, I scored a touchdown on the fumble recovery, and then the next week, Denver, I had a pick six against Jay Cutler.
Of all people, that doesn't surprise me a bit.
I was the first undrafted rookie to win, Matt Hill Award, and then also have back-to-back touchdowns.
Yeah. Respect, man. That's awesome.
That's good. I'm going to give him the clap, guys.
Hold on. You deserve that, man.
Give him the clap, yeah.
And it's voted on by your player.
Yeah.
Even better.
That makes it even more special because, I mean, it's one thing for the coaches, but when your peers, your players, your teammates put that vote in there for you, that's coming from the heart, and they know what you put in there and what it took to earn that award. But then after that season, the injury bug kind of set in, right? I mean, you had some seasons that you had to miss and a lot of time off because of the injury bug, right?
Yeah, I had a couple shoulder injuries back to back, and it was funny because I was always playing around 200, 205.
Sure.
And still running and stuff, and then we get a new regime coming in, and they say you want to lose weight, you got to lose weight.
Right.
Or this is going to happen. Then I turn around and I'm losing weight. And, me being young, I don't know how to lose weight the proper way.
Right.
But I'm in the box a lot. The style of play that I am, I'm very physical. And then turn around and, bust my shoulder open like that.
Yeah.
You can't do that for a long season. And then you got to have some weight on you.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And then, so after you had a little cup of coffee with the Lions, right? And then it was off to the Arena Football League?
Yeah.
Okay. And then finally you landed in the Canadian Football League with the Blue Bombers. That was 2014, right up until the present. Now I got some stats here that since playing in the CFL, you've got like 170 tackles, 8 sacks, 13 interceptions. Now, this man has an argument. He definitely has an argument for the All-Star team.
Yeah.
I can hear you. Yeah, 51 tackles this year, a sack. Get this, 7 interceptions.
What?
Three return for touchdowns. How about that?
I got to give him the clap. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, Maurice, you ain't know we had our own sports guy right here. We don't play around, man. We got our guy here.
You can't prepare.
Maurice, I ain't lying. I'm going to go to bat for you. You deserve to be on that All-Star team. If you don't make it, who's got better stats than that? What guy in the secondary has better stats than that? 7?
Well, yeah, that's the crazy part about the CFL. Like, my position is considered a linebacker.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So it's the Sam linebacker. We call it the dime. And, those are the guys that can actually cover and tackle. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of the times, like, when you have great players at that position, you game plan, so it's a lot harder for you to make plays there. And they went with three true linebackers this year, that all have over 100 tackles, two on the same team. And they both they both almost broke the tackle record this year. And then, a guy from the other side on the east, he had over 100 tackles, who was up for, defensive player of the year. So it was, I was going against some good competition, I think I probably would have had 100 tackles, but they game plan us properly, make sure I'm away from the play a lot.
Now tell me, for the folks out there that might not understand the difference, what are some of the little subtle differences between American football and Canadian football? I know the length of the field and there's certain rules that are different from the American game. Can you take us through that a little bit?
Well, I mean, the end zone is so much larger than the regular. It's 10 more yards. They have 10 more yards to go to the back of the end zone. And they have all these crazy motions. Even when they're on the line of scrimmage, they can still move. They can move, you know, laterally.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you also have an extra yard. They have an extra yard of space because, you know, a defense is on sides if they're you know, face-to-face. You have to have a yard of space in between the ball. Mm-hmm. That's their neutral zone. And then, like, they can challenge everything.
Okay.
Personal fouls, you know.
Oh, wow.
What they do is, like, in desperation times, they would throw the ball up, and then they have spotters in the, you know, the eye in the sky, we call it,
mm-hmm.
just to say, was there any pass interference or illegal contact? So they can go back and challenge that. It's an automatic first down. And then you only have two true downs.
Okay.
And then you have to punt.
Okay, that's right. There's one less down. Okay.
Doesn't that make for a really long game?
I was going to say.
No, it's actually a fast-paced game because the clock really never stops.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Unless a change of possession, you know, or a three-minute warning. They have three-minute warning, so it's 3 minutes, you know, left in the half. So it's a pretty fast-paced game. There's, you know, less time on the play clock.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's nonstop because it's like at the end of the half, and they like you can actually get a point. You can by you know a receiver catches the ball and he's a good athlete. He can run to the point, and then once he's about to get tackled, he can just punt it
mm-hmm.
into the end zone. So if we down it in the end zone, or it goes out of the end zone, that's a single point, and that goes with punts and field goals.
So it's really an exciting game. I mean, fast-paced and a lot of scoring, and then it's fun. It makes it harder on a defensive player, but you were up to the task, I mean, and should be on that All-Star team.
Yeah, it's hard, you know, if the offense, you know, that's one thing. You got to have a good offense because mm-hmm. if you don't have a great offense, like you're getting two downs, and then you have more than likely you have to go back out on special teams because everyone does special teams.
Now, you ever get
no matter what it is, you
ever get the itch to carry the rock again, offensively?
I return field goals up here.
Oh, there you go.
So, so I'm over here trying to campaign to play a little offense and special packages,
but
you know they don't want anything to happen to me, so they just like no that increases the you know chances of injury and. Like, I'm the utility guy, like, emergency guy. I could play anywhere on the field. So it's, like, preserving unless, you know, all emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a step to the left and talk about your social life. How was it making the adjustment into Canada, and how you doing out there just socially?
Well, like, the city loves me. I'm always in the community out here.
Mm-hmm.
I did some stuff with an art gallery. I'm even doing something for Christmas. I'm doing the Nutcracker with the Winnipeg Ballet.
For real?
All right.
I got to give you that.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me give you
that. That's why you're so light on your feet, huh?
Exactly.
That's what's
right there.
So, you know, and I just moved my family up here. And, that was the best thing for me.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
It puts everything at peace. And, you know, everyone, you know, this is... They don't do states, they do provinces, and this is the province of Manitoba. So, you know, their nickname is Friendly Manitoba, so everyone is friendly. I've never seen so many houses with their doors wide open and unlocked in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, coming from where you came from, you okay with that? Like,
I still lock my doors.
That's how I would have been like, man, so friendly, don't nobody lock their door. Boy, you better go lock my door. I didn't say I did.
I lock everything.
Yeah,
I'm going inside for to pump gas. I'm still locking the door.
Yeah. There you go. I wanted to ask you about joining Rashad in the tournaments that he throws and doing it's kind of like a volunteer work for a charity. What kind of feeling do you get by doing that? Because I've known you've been there, at least 2 or 3 years, right?
I just did the 1 year.
Damn, I thought you was there twice.
Yeah, I was supposed to come out and something had happened with, you know, personal issues. So I just said it.
Don't tell me you stood us up.
No.
Uh-oh.
So, I mean, when, well, that, when he offered it to you, was it questionable or was it something like, yeah, I want to get on board?
It wasn't a question at all, you know, and I still consider him a friend. So it was like, hey, you need me, I'm coming.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up, man. We appreciate it. Slay, you got some questions? Because I know you go on another direction.
I just thank you, you know, for calling in and everything. We got this thing called 530 Freestyle coming up. So if you got a couple minutes to hang out with us, we'd love to run you through the ringer.
don't feel bad. You'll be all right, man.
Yeah, you don't got to rap or nothing. Don't worry. We don't want to hear no bad athletes rapping. what it is, you know, it's just your series of, you know, questions that we all answer. And the only rules are you have to answer them truthfully. You have to keep it 100. So you can't give your PC answer. Like, we don't want the version of you who goes to the fundraisers. We want the version of you that's
at home. I have my own entertainment company, so I'm going to be truthful. All
right, great.
You got an entertainment company?
Yeah.
Let me hold something to first.
No, that's what's up.
So, yeah, we got an audio that we go into for 5:30, so we're going to go into that, and then we're going to come up, and I'm going to give you the question that we give everybody our first-time guests.
Yeah. All right. Before we do that, because we got a couple minutes, do you have any charities or anything like that you want to get out there? That you?
I'm actually trying to start a nonprofit up here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it wasn't nothing special. Like, I know a lot of people I play with, you know, friends, they have different ones, so I just can't sit here and name one. It's just,
okay,
if they need my help, I'm coming around.
Mm-hmm. All right. You want to go to 5:30?
Let's go.
We go to 5:30 at 5:20. Let's do it. All right. Let me play the drop. Hold tight. I got it. There it is.
Hey, buddy. Freestyle is next.
It's the new style. 4 and 3 and 2.
Let's go. Yeah, it's drive time, sharing our thoughts on the miscellaneous, bringing pain, laughter and truth from off the cranium, from J&B courtside to Skittles for killing vibes, from local bar closing time to learning about suicide. We're bringing you everything you could think of. Time for us to talk about whatever we could think of. Drive time.
All right, Slay, let them have it.
So, another rule for this is, if you have a spouse or anyone at home and you get a relationship question, you feel like you're going to say something that's going to get you landed on the couch, you just say the words hypothetically before you answer.
All right.
Got it?
Yeah.
Because we can't have you on the couch, you know, halfway through the season. Your back hurting and all that. So the question that we give to everyone on their first time in the show is, so you get a call. You've just won $200 million. You got 15 minutes to pick it up. You're more than halfway there. Then you get a call from your spouse that says she's in trouble and, you know, she's possibly going to get jumped. You can only get to one of them. You can only get to the money or your spouse. Do you leave the $200 million and go rescue your spouse, or do you go get that money?
Are they men or women?
Both.
It's both. You don't know. You don't, it's just, it's looking dangerous.
It's looking dangerous.
She's calling. She's saying she needs you to show some of that speed that you used to show in college.
Used to.
Some of that speed that got you all them tackles. Which one is it? You can only choose one, and you can't call somebody to go get her.
Yep. Can't call no friend.
It's on you.
Yeah, I would have to go ahead and hypothetically, I would have to go ahead and get that money.
Oh, wow.
I would have to go get that money. I mean, you can pay for doctor bills.
Oh,
and then I'm going to handle it later. Hypothetically.
Hypothetically. That's what I said.
Hypothetically.
I said hypothetically, you know, I'm coming back and I'm going to pick her up in the rose. We're going to go to the hospital. They'll hold this stack of money on your eye. I'ma just tell my girl, listen, tuck and roll, keep it covered.
And then I gotta go find her.
Yeah, no, okay. I gotta pay somebody. Yeah, I gotta pay somebody, and I'm too rich now.
Hypothetically,
I
said I was going back to get my check, man.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He's a great guy.
Yeah,
and then,
the bad part about it, Maurice, is that we had my chick on, and then she said she was going to get the money.
Dude. Oh, man.
I'm telling you, I'll be mad. Hypothetically, I would be mad if my girl came and got me over $200 million. We can go ahead and pay for, you know, mm-hmm. saying, my doctor bill, but if we don't get the money and we got to both go get to the doctor, you know.
Yeah. Just, go get that money.
Get that money. Like that.
I'll be all right. Mm-hmm. Come back after. Get the money.
I'm going to go next. $200 million. I'm going to steal one. I stole one from Shishi. Shout out to Shishi. She out in Jersey. She out Shishi. People's. Yeah, Shishi Hughes. All right, here's this one. Would you be upset if your significant other put single as their Facebook status? So on social media, you're in a relationship. You're 7 years in. 7 years is a good number.
Mm. Okay.
And your significant other puts single.
And you're not married.
You're not married. Okay. But you live together. Right. You're in a.
It's real.
Yeah,
it's real out there.
It's love.
Yeah.
I mean,
would you be upset?
Okay.
Maurice, we're going to let you go first because you're the guest.
Yeah, I'll be upset. I'll be like, you're just soliciting for, you know what I'm saying, for drama.
Exactly.
So, you know, I don't have time for that.
Tim?
I'm not going to go hypothetically either. I'm talking, yeah, I'd be upset.
Yeah.
Come on now. You've been together. You got a relationship. You're staying together, and she's putting single on there. How would she feel if I put single on there? No,
better leave it blank.
Absolutely, yeah, exactly. So, no. Yeah, I'd absolutely be upset with that.
Yeah, I'm not Ray, but I'm gonna go with the consensus and say I would be upset.
No question.
Hella upset.
For me, I think I'm a wonder first. Like, went from in a relationship mm-hmm. to single, or like, is it just now just something that just popped up because you changed your profile? Either way, I'm gonna be mad, but. If it's something that you was tinkering with your profile and it just changed to
by
single,
accident. Okay.
Then tinkering. I'm going to put that in the stash for when I'm in a jam. Like if I get caught up, now I could just bring that out the bag. Like, first of all, you the one with single on your Facebook. Like, right when I'm in the corner and I'm losing, what? No, you ain't talking to me like that. Check your Facebook profile.
Well, since you put it that way.
Oh, man.
Stupid.
Now I'm out the jam. Bam, we even. And I got to, like, you know when you bring something out the bag, you got to act like you really super mad, too, about it.
That's right.
You got to live up to it.
I want to change my answer.
My friends is calling me, talk about why you single. Ain't nobody call me.
Oh, man.
Say, so you got another one, Clay?
You had something to say, Tim?
No, go ahead.
All right. I can steal another one.
Go ahead.
She got another
one.
Yeah, she got another one.
All
right. Here's the scenario right here. And again, shout out to Shishi. I'm going to give her love on Facebook when I get back on. You start dating someone. It's the first time of that person coming over to your place.
Mm-hmm.
They ask you if it's okay for them to bring their child because they don't have a babysitter.
Oh, man.
Oh.
What would you say?
Well, did I know she had a child?
Well, I hope. Yeah, I mean.
Okay.
I mean.
Surprise!
No, I didn't know how far along we are in the relationship here.
Well, I mean, it's the first time her coming over, but I mean,
Yeah, okay.
Can she bring a child?
Go ahead,
Maurice. I wouldn't have an issue with it. I love kids and stuff, so I wouldn't have an issue with it. You know, just lay down some ground rules first, but, you know. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'll make the kid have as much fun as possible and make sure he's tired out and then sleep.
Well, my first question is, how old is this child?
It's a kid, man.
Yeah, but I mean, are we talking like real little?
Kid that need a sitter.
Mm.
So he ain't 13.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go in between.
First time over to the house, yeah, I think I'd be all right with it.
I'm not going to be all right with it.
You wouldn't be all right. You got to explain yourself.
No. I'm not going to be all right with it. Why?
What you going to do?
Because as a father, I wouldn't be all right if somebody was taking my kid over to somebody else's house that was trying to splash. No, it ain't gonna happen.
I'm the same way, but you know, hey, sometimes people are like that.
I'm gonna say either drop your baby off at your grandmother's house, or we gonna have to meet when he's in school. I was just or thinking something
of,
like that.
I was just thinking to make it that good first impression.
No, no, my first impression is that I know I wouldn't want to be on the other end of that. And as a man, I'm like, because you know, his father might try to come see me.
Oh, look out now.
I'd be like, that's not a good look. Matter of fact, I don't even know you well enough to know your kid. Like, you're moving too fast.
I want to change my answer.
No, that's just, I try to stay away from people's kids until we get there.
Hypothetically.
Here we go.
It depends how bad she is. Now, if we talk about this is joint, and I've been working on this for a while, hypothetically.
You could take the kid hypothetically?
Then, this is my chance to make an impression. Slay a lot of kids. Come on, man. We'll play a little PlayStation and get up on here. Like, I'm about to make this impression, man. Uh-huh. Like, he's so great with kids. Like, you know, I would be angry if it was my kid, but I mean, right now I'm in the hunt. I'm in the jungle. Like, I'm out here. I'm trying to get this. Like, if he comes see me, listen, you take that up with her. I'm in the hunt, bro. You ever been in the hunt? You know what it's like. But yeah, I mean, come on. What you need? Look, you like chicken nuggets?
Something wrong with him, Maurice, man. I'm telling
you. Yeah, absolutely. I think he's still got a fever or something.
That's my chance to make an impression.
I'm not doing it, man.
I mean, like, I'm going to let her know this can't be an every time thing, but.
Oh, you already made the impression. The boy going to fall in love with you the first time.
The boy
don't got PlayStation at the crib. He don't get chicken nuggets. You just gave him the world.
I know.
Now he gonna want to come over
but
all the
see,
time.
See, y'all not looking Dad. At the big picture. Y'all not listening.
Then he gonna call you daddy.
Yeah, he exactly. gonna call.
Nah, he ain't gonna call. He gonna Papa call Slay. Me by my name because that's how we gonna be introduce ourselves.
Papa Slay.
But the thing is, y'all gotta look at the big picture and go off of what I said for my last 5:30 freestyle. Okay. You need something in the piggy bank because now if you mess up, you get in that jam. Her son gonna be disappointed that she walked out on you. You know what? You know what? I'm only calling you because little Timmy love you and he upset. Because I done put those in the escrow. You know, I put them, I giving them chicken nuggets. It went into the escrow for later.
I think I should be taking notes here or something.
Yeah, Tim, don't do it. Tim,
trust me.
This is making sense.
He's going
to
ruin your life, Tim. He's going to ruin your life.
It's making sense over here.
You got one, Slate?
Yeah, I got a few.
So, hypothetically,
we all single here.
Mm-hmm. Hypothetically.
Hypothetically, we all single here. Been dealing with a girl, talking to her, taking her on dates and everything like that. You finally get a chance alone with her at the crib for some adult time. She takes off her shirt, and she has 666 across his stomach, a bunch of devil worshiping tattoos. Do you continue to do what you sought out to do, or do you call a timeout? 20-second timeout.
20-second. Hypothetically, what you gonna do?
Hypothetically, Maurice, what are you gonna do? Got one timeout left in the half. What are you gonna
do? Hypothetically, it ain't got nothing to do with me. I know where I stand. So ain't no time out. We keep it moving.
Oh, nice.
Tim, go ahead. Tim got a question, Slay.
So, wait.
Every time we do a 5:30, he got a question.
Wait, 666 is across her... Her stomach.
Big word. Oh, big numbers.
Wow. Well, if she doesn't mind that I got Thug Devil. Life tattooed across my mind, I'll be all right with you.
Thug Life.
You got the devil staring you right in the eye,
right,
Tim.
Right. I got to tell her to put that shirt back on. I can't have that. I'm heading for the hills, man. I don't know. That devil stuff scares the heck out of me. I got to tell you the truth.
Yeah, it scares
There's
me,
There's other
too.
Girls out there.
Yeah, it scares me, too, but... Hypothetically, yeah, I'm probably gonna lock the door and make sure it ain't gonna be no setup. But yeah, tattoo is a tattoo, man. I'm gonna keep it moving.
Devil,
yeah.
Looking you right in the eye.
Fern. Yeah, we're going. Right, it's gonna be that battle. Starts you always want at it. Fern. You understand?
He looking at you. Fern.
You're stupid, dog. You're stupid.
Fern. You're stupid. Remember dog. When you told her not to come because she had a kid?
Like, you damn right.
Devil, looking you right in the eye. You gonna turn
those chicken
away?
Nuggets now?
No.
You going for it?
I'm going for it.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, hypothetically.
Yeah, hypothetically, mm-hmm. I'm going for it.
We already living in sin.
That's again another good point. Another good point.
I mean, we might as well go ahead and finish this sin up.
Do you continue to date her?
That's part B of the question.
Well, it depends.
Maurice, you continue?
I mean, it all depends. Like, it has nothing to do with me. You know, it's freedom of speech. If you want to worship what you want to worship, then that's fine. Everyone has their different religions. So,
Now, you know grandma who raised you ain't trying to have her sharing a sweet potato pie. You know.
That's funny.
We got a listener who said, I'm just going to throw some holy water on her.
There you go. That's what she starts speaking in tongues, though. I'm out the door.
Yeah, what you going to do, Tim? Thug life.
You know that, but I mean, thug life only goes to a certain extent, and then I'm out the door.
It's over.
She starts talking that devil
you
stuff,
good?
Man.
You
I'm
good,
going.
Y'all want to get deep?
Yeah, let's go.
Y'all want to get deep?
Then we'll let Maurice go.
Maurice, put your seatbelt on, Maurice. You ready?
Yeah.
Look, he's sweating. Are you sweating over there, y'all?
Not even.
All right, let's go deep on this one. So, you're driving along the highway,
mm-hmm.
right? And a car comes into your lane. You have a split second to decide to veer out the way, save yourself. And if you do that, then the car that drifted into your lane is going to hit the car behind you that's holding the family. Do you die for that family? Or... do you save yourself?
Maurice.
5:31st
down. I hope I don't offend anybody, but I'm moving out of the way. It's a natural reaction, so yeah, I'm just going to be moving out of the way. Yeah. And then I try to help the family, when I see it happen. But, you know, it's a reaction for me to move out of the way.
I got to go with Maurice, too, but only if, unless I knew that was my family back there.
Yeah, right.
Then I'll bite the bullet. But if I don't know, I'm out the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to find out, like, damn. But, it's a natural reaction. Yeah. I'm out the way.
Like Maurice said, it's a natural reaction. Yeah. Exactly. I mean,
unless you,
just,
you know.
You know. Yeah.
You
know,
if you move,
back there,
they're going to hit them. Yeah, you know. Yeah. In your head, you know if you move, it's going head-to-head with them.
And even so, man, I'm indestructible. So if I get hit, he's not going to hurt me. You know? That's how
Doug Lye. What you going to do, Tim?
I'm a thug, man. You know, I'm going to get out the way, though. Gotta continue my thugging ways. You know that. I ain't lying.
Maurice, only if you could see Tim.
Yeah, you gotta see Tim.
He looked like Shaggy from Scooby Doo.
No way, man.
For real.
As they say, I got that face for radio, man. So.
Only if you could see him right now.
He'll
man.
Be at the tournament.
Hey, but I'm still a thug, man.
No, yeah.
I mean, what I'm going to do? I don't know them folks. I got to get out the way. I don't know them. I mean, I feel bad, but, like, listen.
Yeah.
I mean, they chose me. I'm the one that got the move. You know, I got to get out the way. If it's my family, then, yeah, I got to take it. But, I mean, depending on how I feel about them that day. But if I don't know them, I got the swerve, man. I've been chosen. I got to move.
Uh-huh.
Maurice, man, we can't thank you enough for the phone call, man.
Man, thank you.
I can't believe you got snubbed.
Y'all gave me a lot of laughs.
Yeah, since you got snubbed, man, anything that we can do, we can get on Twitter, man. We good at that. We're going to Shade Room, everything, dog.
you see my name with the hashtag sub, but, man, ain't nothing I can do now. I just got to come around and take all the awards next year, you know.
That's all.
Yeah,
do
man.
It, man. Do it. Extra motivation.
Does Rashad have you set up? I'm sure that he got you set up for the tournament this year, right?
Yeah. We've been texting back and forth and stuff like that.
So if you come to town,
I'm being there.
I'm coaching. So if you come to town, man, I'm gonna put you in. I might let you play the whole game. I said might.
as long as it's coming out of you, I'll take it.
Yeah. All right, man. Yo, stay safe. Keep repping out there, man. Thanks for the call and yo, respect, dog.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate it.
All right, dog. Be easy. I definitely got to give him the clap.
No
man.
Question.
I definitely got to give
he
him
was
the
great.
Clap, man. He was good. He was fun.